888-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 13th, 2025 edition. Want to bring this segment to you, my good friend and sponsor of the show for a long time, Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Tom and Karen Curtis, longtime friends, sponsors of the show forever. Well, I want you guys to consider going over to 9996 Pickerel Lake Road there in Petoskey. Go and see Tom Curtis's little gun shop. He's got a fantastic inventory of new and used guns. You can go in and talk to him about whatever type of firearm you're thinking about getting. And he'll absolutely take care of you. He's got some good deals on some used guns. He can special order anything you want. He's got some really nice selection to choose from. I don't care if it's rifles, shotguns, handguns, whatever you're looking for. He also has ammunition. And if you have a gun right now, maybe, like the commercial says, Grandpa gave you his old shotgun or his old deer rifle. Well, take it into Tom Curtis. Have him look at it. He'll look it up in the book and tell you basically what he's willing to pay for it or trade it in on something else. Absolutely, absolutely highly recommend Tom Curtis. He can fix almost anything. There's been a few times that he's had certain older type of firearms, rifles, and things come in that he wasn't able to repair, but it's highly, highly, highly unusual for him to say, I can't fix it. Clean it up, polish it up, be able to put it up on his rack to sell it for you. I'm not sure if he's willing to do it on consignment or not, but talk to Tom. You need to get a hold of him. Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. If you'd like the phone numbers and their address, you can just text me guns. It's stored in my phone. It's a file folder with their contact information. Love Tom and Karen Curtis. Great people, great patriots, longtime supporter of the show. Greatly appreciate them. So just text me guns and I'll put you in touch with them. Drive over there, check out his shop, check out his inventory. Absolutely, absolutely highly recommend that. Now, you heard in the bottom of the hour news break, Macomb County, two citizens, husband and wife, did exactly what the poll inspection election worker told them to do. Well, guess what? The bottom line, they were charged not by the local county prosecutor, Peter Lucido, former state senator, state representative, now the Macomb County prosecutor, because he refused to criminally charge them. Dana Nessel, the attorney general, chose to charge them. Now, the interesting thing is they're Republicans. They voted for Donald Trump. Voted for him twice. Voted for him via absentee ballots. Mailed them in for the primary. Now, let's back the bus up a little bit. August of 24, was the primary for the main election outside of the presidency. The presidency's primary was earlier in the year. I believe it was February. Could have been March. I'm not really sure. I don't remember. But the August primary was for the local races as well as the primary for U.S. Senator, where Mike Rogers won Macomb County. Now, it's kind of interesting because the local prosecutor in Macomb County, again, Peter Lucido, refused to bring charges against them. They literally forgot that they mailed in absentee ballots. Why? Because they came out so early. They are on the list from the local clerk in their municipality to be sent an absentee ballot. Well, they got their ballot, they voted, they put it in the envelope, put it in the mailbox, and forgot about it. They just mailed it out early. Well, then came Election Day, August 6, 2024, and it was Election Day. So they went and voted. Well, the poll worker, the inspection worker, election inspector at the polling place looked them up in the polling book. And it wasn't confirmed that they had received their absentee ballot. So the election inspector, the poll worker, probably an elderly person who volunteers to work at the polling places. We have them all over the place. You know who I'm talking about. You go into your polling place. They know you. You know them, but they still ask for your photo ID. And they hand you a ballot. Well, this person told them to go ahead and vote. So they did. Well, in the canvassing of the primary election, it was discovered that they voted and their absentee ballot did, in fact, get processed later in the day into the tabulator. Because absentee ballots are not supposed to be opened until Election Day. Some clerks go ahead and open them early, getting them ready to be fed into the tabulators, and they do so throughout Election Day. Polling places open at 7 a.m. They close at 8 p.m. And when they don't have a lot of people voting, they have lulls throughout the day when nobody's literally in there. So that's when they can, in front of everybody that's working the election, all of the election inspectors are in the room together. The person who checks you in, the person who hands you your ballot, looks you up in the poll book, and then the person sitting there handing you handing them the ballot, they feed it into the tabulator and they give you the little sticker that says, I voted. Well, that's throughout the day what they do. They feed the absentee ballots into the tabulator throughout the day. Come 8 p.m., hopefully they're all done. The only things they're waiting for is the last minute mailings of the overseas military ballots. They give them the most time to get the mail for the day, get them opened up, getting those fed into the tabulator. Well, their absentee ballot came in later that afternoon, was put into the tabulator. When they did the canvass, it was discovered at the county clerk's office that these people voted twice. So they brought it to the prosecutor, Peter Lucido. Peter Lucido heard the facts, heard the information, talked to the elderly couple, and determined that they didn't do anything intentionally wrong. They only did what the election inspector poll worker told them to do, and they had no intent of frauding the election. So he passed on bringing charges. Well, guess what? For Attorney General Dana Nessel, a Democrat, to go after two Republicans, she prosecuted them. Investigated it, prosecuted it, brought charges. They had their day in court. Well, guess what? The judge heard the facts, just like Peter Lucido did, and threw it out. This attorney general uses her office, has been using her office, is still using her office to go after her Republican enemies. And how are they actually classified as enemies? Because they're Republicans. They're evil. If you've got an R behind your name or you vote for Republican candidates, you potentially are going to be attacked by this attorney general. That's simple. Still going after Lee and Stephanie Chatfield. Still going after the electors. That was during the election. They believed that there was enough information out there at the time that potentially the election might be overturned at the state level, the state of Michigan, between Joe Biden and Donald Trump back in the November 2020 election. So based on all of the news stories that were going on, all the things that happened down at the TCF Center in Detroit, Cobo Hall, they went ahead and signed in their electoral college process their votes for Donald Trump to win Michigan. She is still going after those people. This is a perfect example of why we must never elect another attorney general that is so partisan that they only go after their political opposition party. This woman refuses to prosecute a Democrat with all the things that they've done. This Faye Baydoun is the only one that the Republicans are even pressing for an investigation and trying to get criminal charges brought against her. Dana Nessel refuses to do it. Well, finally, now because of the MEDC, now she's finally being pushed to do it because of the Republicans holding her feet to the fire. We're going to talk about that story next. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Kind of interesting talking about this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and her office, and how only because the Republican House Oversight Committee and others have been diving into this money laundering scheme that's been going on for the past 6.5, 7 years under this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Don't get me wrong, Rick Snyder did the same thing, but not to the extent that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been doing it lately. What am I talking about? Taking taxpayer dollars, our money, and awarding it to these incentive agencies, these funds, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, the list goes on and on and on and on, which have been expanded under this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Then, under the guise of attracting new businesses to come to Michigan, come to Michigan and build a new factory and start manufacturing your widgets here in the great state of Michigan, giving them all kinds of incentives, cash grants, tax abatements, TIF funds, all kinds of things set up to basically lure these companies to come here. Well, one of the $20 million grants, here's free money, went to a Democrat, Faye Baydoun, who had been appointed to be a member of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's board by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Baydoun was supposed to open up a company, a worldwide influencer. What is an influencer? Somebody that is basically a salesperson for your state. Contact corporate headhunters, call on corporations, businesses around the world, and tell them what a great state Michigan is and all the goodie bag of money we have available for you if you choose to move, relocate, bring your business to Michigan. Well, there's only one problem. There's no accountability to these entities. Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, all these funds give the money away, but they have no way to monitor and follow up and see if they actually do what they promised to do in their applications for the money. You get the money, where's the jobs? Where's the factory? Where's the office building? What did you do with our money? There's no accountability in these departments, agencies, entities. So as a result, Fay Baydoun took the $20 million. What did she do with it? God only knows. One thing we know for sure, she bought a coffee maker for the office. Leased a very nice office. I believe it was in Detroit. And went out and spent $4,500 on a coffee maker. What the heck does this coffee maker do? I've never even seen or ever heard of a $4,500 coffee maker. Well, she bought one. I don't know if it ever went into the office because no furniture was ever delivered there. I'd be surprised if that coffee maker is not in her house. Well, the bottom line is the Republicans are like, what? This needs to be investigated. Filing a complaint with the Attorney General, Dana Nessel's office. Well, because of it, the first Democrat, and we know she's a Democrat because Fay Baydoun has donated to many Democrat politicians, candidates, elected officials. And she absolutely frauded the state of Michigan. Well, while the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, when they were in, I believe it was Australia, on an economic trip, the AG raided the MEDC's office, coming in with a search warrant. They took computers, they took cell phones, they took files. They took every piece of paper they could find. And now it's being investigated. Well, kind of interesting. Because now maybe one Democrat potentially is going to be charged with criminal wrongdoing under this attorney general. To my knowledge, this is the first Democrat she's ever investigated with the intent of bringing forth criminal charges. So we'll continue to follow this story and see where this goes. Well, in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Attorney General's office again. Another case in the jury's award based on damages because of this Attorney General's office. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi.